What's up? What you doing? How you doing? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're really good. Yes, do let me know how you're doing. Because I want to know how you've been doing. Yes, so this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic from What's the Topic on Active FM, doing the most. You know, we're doing the most together and it's never going to change. Yeah, it's never going to change. So, today we're going to be having an awesome, amazing, interesting session. Yep, it's going to be a very interesting session. Yet I have to admit, I'm admitting it's going to be a very, very amazing session. So, as you saw, the title of the topic itself, yes, is what is going to happen to our future. Now, with this whole topic, we're going to be looking at a couple of things. The first thing, obviously, being what is our current present time looking like? You know, our present, what is happening right now? How does it look like? Yes, what are the things that are happening, you know, in our life? In fact, worldwide, how does the world look right now? That's what we're gonna look at, and we're gonna take a dive into that and actually get to understand how that looks. Yes, how that looks. And then from there, we're gonna take a different tour, you know, like we're gonna go another direction. Yep, we're definitely gonna go another direction and get to understand, you know, everything else that is involved in the future. Yes, so we're gonna look at a couple of the predictions. What can we actually, you know, predict concerning, yeah, the future that we have ahead? So what are some future predictions of how the future will look like? So we're gonna take a look at that as well. But right here on What's the Topic, you know, before we do everything the way we do it, if you're new, you know, this is how we do it. We go into a gym. And if you're not new, it's not new to you. You're a regular. Yes. So, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it is good night after you listen to the show. So, here is a track that you're going to love right here on Active FM, titled, I hope you're ready. It's titled, You Will Enjoy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Thank you.
I know you enjoyed that. Yeah, that was an amazing track right there. I enjoyed it. So if you didn't enjoy it, let me know why. Because you're supposed to enjoy it. But, you know, without holding anything back, getting straight into it, we're going to do the most. So looking at, obviously, our current situation, we have what we know as the pandemic. Yes? Mm-hmm. The pandemic. So, in other words, the COVID-19, or yeah, now they're even giving it COVID-20 or COVID-21, you know, depending on how many they want to make. Because, yeah, the people who have made it are the ones that, yeah, you know, got us into this situation. Yes, it's man-made. So, at least you have to be aware of that, in case you're not aware of that. So, yeah, depending on how many, you know, they want, yeah, that's the name that's going to come out. But, like I said, we're in this situation with the whole pandemic situation, the COVID-19, and a lot of things are happening. That is reality. A lot of things are actually happening, and some of them, we are not the ones that wanted them to happen. I mean, we got economics, you know, like our economies going down, you know, things like that. So as a country, you know, worldwide, different countries, we have a lot of risks, if I can put it that way. There's a lot of things that are happening that we don't know which direction is it really going, or where is it going to end up, you know, stuff like that. So we're still looking at, you know, the whole situations and what's, yeah, which direction things are going. And then from there, we're able to, you know, adjust. So we're actually adjusting to the whole situation. And looking at the whole situation, people, some people, you know, in their countries, they adjusting by, you know, allowing lockdowns. So they've put lockdowns into place. And others, they like, okay, we're not about the lockdowns, but yeah, let's restrict this or restrict that. And there's different types of methods that different countries have, you know, come up with to adjust to the situation. And some countries, reality, they don't care about the whole lockdown situation. So they believe, yeah, we're gonna actually, you know, live our lives the same way it was, and for us, this whole pandemic situation doesn't exist. So for the rest of the people outside, it exists. So we're just gonna cut them, make sure they don't come in, and we'll be fine. So that's what some people have done, some countries, you know, around the world and stuff like that. And then you have other countries like Italy, you know, that went into some serious lockdown and everything like that. So there's different methods that every single country around the world adopted and, you know, put into place. But with the whole situation, the question is, what is going to happen with our future? What is going to happen with our future? Because the current present, we're not pleased with it. We're not happy with the way it is. There's things that we want that must change, you know. There's different methods that we want that need to apply, you know. Like, we all have ideas, but sad thing is we cannot all apply those ideas. And some of them, they bad, some of them are good. And some of them will work, some of them won't work. But we're not all in government, you know. We only have those people who are in government there, and it's a few people, and not all of us know them. So with all of those things, you know, that are part of our lives, we still have that question of what is going to happen to our future. That's the question that we still have in our minds. We still have that question. So now my question to you is, what is going to happen with your future? Is it now going to fall apart because of the whole situation? Or are you going to rise up and actually make a difference? Because right now, you got different people, you know, panicking. They got their own mindsets and things like that. And the world needs leaders that are going to rise up, give hope, and do the most. And not just give hope. Got to give the right message of hope. It's about time we rise up and do the most. That is what we need to be doing during this time. We actually need to do that. And I know, like, some of us, we don't want to do it because it feels uncomfortable. But reality is, we need to do it because there is no hope out there. Like, a lot of people don't have a future. And we need to be there to say, hey, I know you think there's no future for you, but there still is a future. Some people, they even thought that, hey, it's the end, I ain't gonna get Some people even thought, hey, it's the end. I'm not going to get married. It's reality. I was shocked, you know. And because, like, I was out here, you know, thinking about other things and all those stuff. But reality, you know, there's people who are actually thinking that. And there's people who are dying, you know, here, there. People who are committing suicide and stuff like that. And fear, you know, fear has gotten a lot of people to do things that they wouldn't do. And it's bad. It's, like, really bad. So we need to be the ones that, you know, rise up and actually go and give the message of hope to those people. So our future, yes, we have a whole situation with the, you know, virus and the pandemic and all those things, but that shouldn't stop us from reaching out to someone and giving them hope, which is what we need to be doing. So we need to do that. We definitely need to do that. So current present is not pleasing. We have all of those challenges that are in our lives, but the future can still have a different outcome. So I'm gonna give you an awesome, amazing jam, because I wanna also jive, you know, I wanna also groove. Yes, you know, there's different ways of saying dancing. Here is a song by Tedashi called Be Me, and it's the Bass House remix. Enjoy the music. Yeah, enjoy the music. See you after this.
All I wanted was to be me. All I wanted was to be me. All I wanted was to be me. Keep it 100, please believe me. Just know you can't stop us. All I wanted was to be me. All I wanted was to be me.
He renewed my view and I'm taking new aim. I'm here to win again, again until the end. No, I don't play games. No matter what happens, I'm still in the shape.
I know you enjoyed that because I was moving, yeah, I was grooving, and I enjoyed that. Yes. So, there was Tedashi, Be Me, the Bass House Remix. Getting straight into it because we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to look at a couple of predictions in the future and actually give you the conclusion from my side of what I think should be happening. So, I'm just going to touch on a couple of predictions, you know, for the future. And these are people, you know, that examine, you know, analyze and see the whole situation, and they say, okay, going ahead, this is what we're predicting for the next, you know, 20 years. That's just one example. Or the next 30 years, you know, things like that. So obviously, yeah, there's technology involved and all the stuff as well, economy, you know, all those things. There's the economy that's involved. There's a lot of things involved in our lives that we're still predicting in the future what's going to happen with. One of them, you know, looking at the whole U.S. situation, you know, for anyone who's there in USA, or you there in London, you know, stuff like that, there's the whole, you know, geopolitics rival that is wanting to take place. So one of the prediction that they're saying is the one geopolitics rival will take place, and it's actually at a greater risk against the US. So that is one of the things that they're actually saying that will take place. So in terms of power and all those things, you know, they're saying, yeah, you know, now the balance of power, you know, lasts forever and all those stuff, you know, and we're not gonna have those things. That's what they're saying. So we're not gonna have those situations, and yeah, we're gonna have a whole different, you know, type of outcome. So what they're saying is by 2030, the world will be more complicated. It will be divided, you know, between your American sphere of influence, you know, in Europe, the Middle East and South Asia, China, you know, the Chinese sphere in the East Asia and Africa. So like there's all those things that are actually involved. So they're saying that, yeah, we're gonna be divided, and it's gonna be another interesting situation. And then some people are predicting that, you know, the UK economy, hey, like I said, economy, you know, the economy is very important. But they're saying that the UK economy, you know, the popular revolt against bankers will become impossible to be resisted. So that's what they're saying. They're actually saying that. So UK, they're saying that they're actually at risk, you know, concerning their economy and all the stuff. So they predicting that by the year 2035, you know, yeah, like literally Britain will be the most popular, you know, popular in terms of dynamics and riches, you know, in your European countries. So Britain will be, you know, popular in terms of being rich and all those stuff. So that's what they're saying. So UK is actually, yeah, at the risk, you know, in terms of them having an economy that took a dive down and all those stuff. So that's what they're saying. And yeah, really hope things like that don't happen, but that's what they're actually saying. So if you stay in UK, yeah, just make sure you're watching out for that. So I'm not gonna speak a lot, but here, like, two, you know, prediction that I'm gonna just touch on quick, and then after that I'm gonna close, cause time, yeah, you know, time is not our friend. Even though I would love to be here forever, I cannot. So yeah, like that, it's really bad and all those stuff. So the next prediction is concerning food. Now, hey, this is some concerning stuff. What they're actually saying is concerning food, Russia will become a global food superpower. That's what they're actually saying. So food, we actually gonna be in a situation that, yeah, we actually gonna be in a situation where any type of food that we're wanting, Russia is the one that's gonna be providing. That is what they're saying. And they're predicting that by 2030, that is what's going to happen. So when experts talk about, you know, the coming food security crisis, Yes, that's what's popping. That's what the people are saying. And yeah, it's really interesting, you know, to see all of these things. And yeah, like, I mean, want to know what's going to happen in the future. So we do want to have an idea of what can happen in the future. So even like with the economy and all those stuff. So yeah, concerning food, that's what's happening. Now, like I said, there's a lot of time that we would love to spend together, but yeah, we can't spend that time together. So myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna be loving you and leaving you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening. If it's good night, now you can go and sleep. And I really hope you enjoyed the show and you actually enjoy the rest of your time. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
I know. Feel like